Welcome. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Yep, sorry, you got me today. Yeah, Eric is out sick today. I guess he picked a good day to stay at home, stay indoors, and maybe not even get out of bed. I don't know what I haven't heard from him since yesterday. So he's out sick, and I'm here. Good to be on the radio again. I always enjoy coming in, filling in, kind of touch base with my old friends and some new ones. My first new friend today is from Sherburne, Minnesota, Rochelle Cruzmark. Hello, Rochelle.
Hi, Mick, and thank you for having me today.
You are very welcome. Tell us a little bit about the Cruzmark farm down there in southwest Minnesota.
So I farm with my husband and my son. We grow soybeans, corn, sorghum, and cover crops, and we have a cow-calf beef herd, and we also custom-finished pigs, so we are really gluttons for punishment.
Well, I guess, but the cows are paying the bills nowadays, huh?
Well, they're not, they're holding their own.
Yeah, that's good. What color cows do you have?
Mostly black Angus, but we like Herefords because they're my favorite, and they add some nice marbling.
Yeah, that's what we had when I was growing up. My dad ended up, getting some Angus in there, and all we had was we're just pulling calves. That's all we're doing. So, Hereford. That's my history too. So that's great.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me tell you that the current wind chill in Sherburne, Minnesota, is 17 below. So you picked a good week to be in Orlando. Tell us about what you're doing there, Rochelle.
So the partnership between Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, Wisconsin Marketing Board, and the Nebraska Soybean Board offered a seminar today for our See for Yourself participants. So we had an orientation meeting before the conference, the Clean Fuels Conference, got started. And we offered a really good lineup today. We had like a intro to biodiesel kind of 101. And then we had the Clean Fuels experts join us. And MIG Corporation, who organizes all this See for Yourself trip for our partnership, came and offered a lot of facts and the history. And then Clean Fuels Alliance of America, Donnell Rehagen, and Tom Berry joined us. And then we had Colin Hueiler from Optimist Technologies come and talk about their product and how that can, that's the B100 burning engines. And then after lunch, we had Justin Gee from MIG Corporation talk about storage and handling and cold weather operability, maintenance and testing and stuff. And then we had a really nice panel discussion that from fleet managers from the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, one from fleet superintendent from Madison, Wisconsin, and then the fleet manager from Milwaukee. So I think we had a really nice overview for our See for Yourself participants.
I'll bet that, you know, Rochelle, I bet there's somebody listening right now who has been on a See for Yourself tour, either with the North Dakota Soybean Council or the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Those are great. Are you like the chaperone, the mentor? Are you the instructor of the See for Yourself tour?
So I guess I'm a farmer. I'm kind of the lead farmer from Minnesota. There are other farmers from the Minnesota Research and Promotion Council, but somehow I was chosen to be the lead farmer, and so no, I'm not in charge.
Okay, but you're just sharing knowledge and making sure people are maybe paying attention, taking notes, and learning as much as they possibly can. Go ahead. The Clean Fuels Alliance gathering They've been doing this for a number of years, back when they were the biodiesel board. 1992, yes. I think, was the beginning. And from humble beginnings, I was in Las Vegas when they changed the name to the Clean Fuels Alliance America. And that was for that event. And that was a great time. So I've been at the event that you're at. How many people are there this week?
It's getting kicked off today. People are just starting to trickle in, and I'm not sure how many. Do you know how many people are attending this? Thousands. There's, I don't know, at least hundreds, maybe a thousand. I'm not really sure how many are registered.
Yeah, all right.
I haven't picked up my badge yet, otherwise I could have asked that question.
Right. Well, there is and I suppose that the big buzz, the talk there, is on renewable diesel and the RVOs and the fact that soybean oil is going to be in big demand soon, huh?
It is. I remember back 25 years ago when the soybean oil was kind of a byproduct, and it was worth 10 cents a pound, and now it's what really drives the market. So that Lazy Susan has turned, and now we need to market more soybean meal because the oil is in great demand.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, once upon a time, beans were crushed for the meal, and what do we do with all this oil? And now it's the other way around. That's amazing.
Yes.
Minnesota's kind of led the charge, too, in all of these years, first with B2, and then B5, and now you're up to B20, and again, leading the nation in blending biodiesel.
Well, we're proud of that heritage, and I say we don't want to be too arrogant about that. Anytime we can be in partnership to promote our product and find new products to develop, it's a good thing. It's a win-win for everybody. And so very humbly, Minnesota says, yes, we might have been the first, but we certainly want to bring other people along and encourage municipalities and states to adopt greater blends of biodiesel.
Yeah, and state legislatures are filled with farmers, and everybody talks the talk. And if you talk the talk, you might as well walk the walk. There's no reason why North Dakota can't be a B20 state. South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa especially, and Nebraska too. I'm curious, what did the bus drivers or maintenance people from Lincoln, Nebraska, did you interact with them a lot this morning?
I have a little bit. So the representative from Lincoln mentioned that in that panel that they have about over 1,500 vehicles in their fleet, and they have adopted B5 in the winter and B20 in the summer months for a couple years now with absolutely no problems. And of their fleet, I believe he said about 25% of that fleet is diesel engine powered vehicles, and that was pretty much echoed by all those fleet managers, from Sioux Falls and Madison and Milwaukee as well. And they're really excited about using biodiesel blends rather than electric. Like one comment was made that the electric garbage trucks have about 1,000 cans that they pick up in a route, and the biodiesel blended ones have no problem. But their electric-powered ones can only last about 800 can pickups, and then their batteries are depleted.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to know, isn't it? And
that
biodiesel doesn't have to go back and be recharged,
and
in mid-route.
Yeah, and it probably takes all night to charge a truck like that. So
hours.
Yeah. All right. Well, I remember when I went to the Clean Fuels Alliance gathering It was in Las Vegas, and everybody, when I came back, everybody said, "Wow, you were in Las Vegas. What was it like?" And I said, "I have no idea," because I was in the place where the convention was at, and I never even went outside. Are you able to enjoy some Orlando weather, or is it kind of cold there with all the snow they're getting in Georgia and the Carolinas?
But honestly, I haven't been outside yet today. I saw the sun walking down the corridor to our meetings this morning. I might jump out for a few minutes before our commitments this evening. There's a reception that starts at 6 o'clock here, but there's two breakout sessions in between. And, you know, the reason you come here is to participate and learn as much as you can and network with as many people as you can. And so, yeah, you really don't go down the water slide.
Yes, for sure. I didn't even
pack my swimsuit, if that tells you anything.
Right. Well, and I took no money to Las Vegas either. So, yeah, you will, same story as I've got. You know, what's Orlando like? You have no idea because you're busy at the Clean Fuels Alliance gathering.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here.
Yep, and sounds like you're going to learn a lot. Is the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, along, like you mentioned, some of the other folks, other state councils, doing an education event there this morning. That's great. Why did you get involved in as the District 8 director for Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council? Did you draw the short straw, or were you...
Actually, no. I was part of the Minnesota Agricultural Rural Leadership Program. I was class 6. And because the Soybean Research and Promotion Council sponsors MARL, I was the one from our district chosen to go give a report back to the council. And apparently they liked what they saw, and they encouraged me to run in the next election because there was an open seat. And so I did, and it's been a really good experience. I appreciate working on the 15-member council, and you learn a lot, you know, not only about the checkoff, but about, and I was a teacher. I was a former teacher, and so the education and learning opportunities and promotion side of being on a checkoff board are very appealing to me.
You know, it's my opinion, and it has been for a long time, that, you know, all of the groups and organizations that are the commodity groups and livestock groups, you know, it used to be the good old boys club. And then the women farmers or the wives got involved, and that's a good thing. The the maternal instinct is a good shepherding. The process that addition to the process that ladies provide is very important to the future of all organizations. So the fact that you're there, and we have a lot of ladies on North Dakota and South Dakota soybean and corn councils and grower organizations, it's a good thing. So thanks for running and winning and doing what you're doing, Rochelle.
Well, thank you, but I'm not a I am woman, hear me roar type person. I believe every individual has different skill sets to bring to the table, but obviously men and women do think differently, but that doesn't mean that I think diversity is good, diversity of any kind. So I'm not going to stifle any type of diverse representation, but I'll just say that I've appreciated the time that I've served on the board, and I appreciate the other skill sets that are brought to the table as well.
You bet. Now, but at home on the farm, it's 2-1, your husband and son and you. Now, but what jobs are you primarily responsible for at home on the farm?
Well, that has changed, you know, as we bring in the next generation. And now actually my daughter-in-law, who she works as a speech and language pathologist 3 days a week. They have 3 young sons. And so she has taken a bigger role, too, in the cow-calf operation. of our, you know, enterprise of our farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some health challenges after COVID, and so I am not able to chase cows around and catch calves anymore, being on supplemental oxygen. So I really appreciated her stepping up in that role. And, you know, I still keep the books, and my son and husband and I make the business decisions, and I end up doing more of the research part of it, you know, if we're going to make some decisions, and then we talk about it as a team.
Now, but you, every once in a while, you just have to say, it's my turn to drive the tractor today, right?
Oh, I drive the tractors. I can drive anything that we have on the farm. That's not a problem.
All right, super. Yeah, well, it sounds like you got the next generation lined up and ready to keep the Krismark farm going down there in Sherburn, Minnesota, Martin County, southwest corner of the state, where the wind chill is currently 17 below, and you're in sunny Orlando, where it's going to be 68 to 70 degrees in every room you're in for the next 2 or 3 days. So enjoy the indoor weather there. And Rochelle, again, thank you for what you do. Thank you for the visit. And I hope you have a great time at the Clean Fuels Alliance Conference.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mick.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.